All right, we are ready for our third shiur on the mitzvah of Bris Mila. We spent time last week discussing particularly the issue of the father's obligation, whether it is just until Bar Mitzvah or is it even beyond Bar Mitzvah. The somewhat famous question that the Minchas Chinuch here asked, and we ended the shiur with the Chiddush of the Chemdas Yisrael, Rav Meir Don Plotsky, the author of the Kli Chemda, who suggested that that machlokes was actually symptomatic of the larger machlokes. What is the relationship between the father and son when that baby is 8 days old and the mitzvah d'oraisa bris mila, which we all thought was so straightforward that we've all known about our whole lives? So that's really a major machlokes. Who is really the Baal Dover? Is it really the boy who's obligated, and the father is just the custodian for his child's mitzvah? Or is it perhaps somewhat more mechudosh, the father's mitzvah himself? And the Chemnas Yisrael suggested that that would be dependent, that would be the issue that governed this machlokas, which the Mechas Chinuch claimed was machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. If you assume that it's really the boy's mitzvah, and the father is just there as a custodian, so, presumably, when the boy is old enough, he doesn't need a custodian. The father's mitzvah goes away, and the son's mitzvah starts. But if you held that meitchila, it's the father's mitzvah, he is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to gemalt, to circumcise his son, just like lahavdil, the mitzvah is to shake the lulav. The child is the cheft of the mitzvah, in a sense. If that's what you believe, so then why should it stop at 13? Let it call the ayah, you'll tell me, but at 13, the father is chayiv. So you could say that perhaps they both share the same mitzvah. There's two mitzvahs simultaneously. That's a whole alanga arichas, which we weren't getting into. But that's where we left off at the end of last week's shiur. So I want to pick up with the paragraph which we were really left up with, and that was the Hinei. And that was when the Minchas Chinuch was suggesting that this was a machlokes, and even though he'd already identified Tosfos as being of the opinion that the father is always obligated, he pointed out that the Rambam seems to be explicit that the father is only obligated when his child is a katan. So without getting, going over again everything we saw last week, but that point, the context in which the Rambam made that statement, which the Minchas Chinuch felt was so relevant, was the context of Korban Pesach. And actually, this idea of the Korban Pesach and its relationship to Bris Mila is one which the Minchas Chinuch then carries on for the next few paragraphs. And I just want to see a few highlights of that for the first half of our shiur. Then we'll get to a very brief segue, which is a short paragraph where the Rambam, where the Minchas Chinuch speaks about an Adon and his Eved and his servants and the obligation. And then what I want to focus on the remainder of the shiur is the issue of the mother. Again, we've spoken about it, but it'll be, hopefully we'll get to it tonight, the focus of the Minchas Chinuch properly on the question the Rishonim ask about whether Bris Mila is really a Mitzvah Saseh Shel Hazman Grama or not, which seems to be a machlokas. It's serendipitous. Right, no, that's all. That's all the same sugya. It's all kedushin. It's all no. These are the Daf Yomi sugyas. No,
within the past 2 days,
Yes, this is as close as I get to Daf Yomi. A coincidental confluence of the Minchas Chinuch and the Daf Yomi. Okay, good. So the Rambam had said here. This is the paragraph beginning Vihine. Everyone have it. It's midway until Os Gimel in everyone's version of the Minchas Chinuch. It's before that, halfway before that, paragraph begins, V'hine HaRambam, Parakei Mekorban Pesach, Kosov V'zel Shodo, K'shem Shmilas Atzom, Akvaso Mila Asos Pesach, Kach Milas Bonav HaKetanim, that was the focus on last week, Bonav HaKetanim, V'milas Kalavada, V'gedolim HaKetanim, Akevas Oso, Shnemar Himol, Kol Zachar. So you see the Rambam, when he quotes Halacha of Korban Pesach, he says, we know Kol ben Necher lo Yochabo, and Orel is considered a ben Necher, and Orel can't eat the Korban Pesach. So it's not just the Chiddush of the Rambam, it's not just if you are an Orel, but if even one of your children are an Orel, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. And there, in that context, the Rambam specifically said, you're minor under Bar Mitzvah's children. So the Minchas Chinuch was medayik from that. Mavur b'dvar of the hedja, the daf kamilas banav haketanim ma'akevas oso al karcha atam came from the mitzvah on love ma'akven oso. So you see from the that one statement the Minchas Chinuch said, it was actually very laden with implication, and even though he presents it as very obvious, it's actually one is I think indisputably obvious. The second one is his assumption, which he himself is going to question when we get to the next column. The question, which is undisputable, is he just read the Rambam. The Rambam says, you see, You see from the Rambam clearly that unless, it, I mean, it would be really, really stretching it to assume that he didn't mean it really, because he could have just said kolbonov. The fact that he added the qualifier ketanim seems pretty ironclad that he means only until bar mitzvah, not beyond. Fine. But you could still clarify, well, why should that be so? Why should only your bar mitzvah age, it's not enough of a shanda on a family? You know, you say, 13 years I didn't give him a bris, I can't do Karim Pesach. But if I'm even weiter, I'm more negligent, it's 14 years, it's 15 years, all of a sudden now it's okay? Now I can have the Karim Pesach? Why? So the Mincha Sincha assumes, I'm not saying it's a bad assumption, but it's clearly debatable, and he himself is going to raise questions with it, we'll see shortly, because what must be, and he says must, but we'll put the must in quotes, what must be, that was that last point. Namely, the Hatam came in the mitzvah and I love Ma'akmanosno. It must be that the Rambam is working with an assumption that it's your, as the father, it's your mitzvah, your chiyuv, to circumcise the boy, which, if unfulfilled, is what is the Ma'akeh to Karban Pesach. It's your chiyuv to do it. And you see from the Rambam, once you start with that hypothesis, when you start with that assumption by the Rambam, so then everything else flows. And the fact that the Rambam seems to clearly say after 13 you don't have you're not prevented from doing the Karban Pesach, 1 + 1 = 2. It must be because the Rambam holds that there's no longer a mitzvah to circumcise your son after 13. So it's again it's very circular. It's each assumption feeds into the next. If you make the assumptions, then it works perfectly.
Well, I can't say there's a chiv, but the chiv is not as great. You have a chiv to try to see two or three.
You could say that. The question is why would you? In other words, once you assume that there is a chiyuv, and haraya, it's a very serious chiyuv because it prevented you for 13 years from having Karban Pesach, why would you assume, I'm not saying you couldn't, but I think you'd have to make a good argument for it, or have a raya for it. Why would you assume that yes, there's still a chiyuv, but it's weaker, and therefore a chapa...
Being that it's shared with the son...
I'm not saying you couldn't say that.
His mitzvah on himself is greater
than yours. I'm not saying you couldn't say
that's
that.
Why.
But, you know, Lahavdil and Lumdus is actually the method of Lumdus actually does share numerous things in common with the scientific method. But so to borrow from the scientific method, if you have two options to explain a phenomenon, you always choose the more simple one.
It's not the default way to think about it.
Right. So, you agree with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You were using fancy words.
computer language.
Anyway, but if you have two options, if you have a good reason to choose the more complicated one, because it's eight. But if you don't have a good reason, yes, everything you said could be. But it could just as easily and be the other way. And the other way is much more simple, which is what the Menachas Sinach assumes.
Wouldn't the rationale be that there should only be one person
fighting? Yeah, and if you'll ask me why should I pick one over the other, yeah, it's more... Mehecha Tesi, two people should have a chiv to do the same mitzvah. More likely, you could argue... The Minchas Sinach does not make that argument. You're reading, you're making it for him, but I can hear that, counselor. You're making that for him. Namely, that if, why should I choose that they should both be chayiv? Again, that's also, all things being equal, the less complicated. That's more of the more complicated position. The more simple position is one mitzvah, one chayiv. Which is what you're saying. That's what you're saying. And that is the Minchas Sinach bidas the Rambam. Again, the Minchas Sinach said, Tosfos, he thinks, disagrees. But within Rambam, that was Minchas Sinach's assumption. Exactly correct. Now, that was really, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think we stopped right there last week, because that was our punchline for last week. So let's continue now. Umilas ha'avodim, which we're going to get to later in the bracketed hay in the left column in the new versions. Umilas ha'avodim al rabam afil vavodim gedolim chal alav hachiyot. The Rambam explicitly contrasted your child with your Eved, because the Rambam said when it came to an Eved, even your avodim who are above bar mitzvah. So you see, so again, using the Minchas Chinuch's inner logic, he takes the next assumption, which he assumes to be self-evident. Must be the chiyuv that the father has, that the husband, the odon has, the master has, is even on avadim who are gedolim, which is why if he doesn't do it, they would be ma'akev the Karban Pesach. Uba'ostin arelim sheinikum etos and alish. But now, take a step back from all of that. So I got two responsibilities in life, right? That's enough of pekula. How much do I got to carry in life? Two things I got to worry about: my sons and my avadim. And if I don't take care of those, no carbon, no steak for me on the night of the 15th. No Karban Pesach. However, there's other people around, other Jews, Kleistrol, Raven, Zebazeh, other people who haven't had a milah, but that's not going to affect me. The Ikra Chiv is not on me, but Vade and Akvah, that's not going to affect me. Chima Akevah, he asked rhetorically, as Habezim, Milah, so it's Pesach after all. a kid who's 10 years old, that's not a bris milah yet. We saw in the Gemara that Rabbi Menachem Chinuch quoted it, the Rabbi Chinuch already quoted it, right? That the Beis Din also has a chiyuv to get involved. So you tell me, how could any kid make it to 10? Where was the Beis Din? So whatever the answer is in a particular case, like, does anyone have a havamina that the Beis Din can't eat the Karban Pesach? The Gemara says that they're chayiv in the bris milah. This is everyone admits, though, that they're not the ikar chiyuv. They're just cleaning up the mess. But you see from the fact that no one ever had a havamina that they can eat the Karban Pesach, that it doesn't just mean someone who's responsible to get it done, because the Beis Din is responsible to get it done. But it has to be someone who is the prime bar chiyuva. And that is, until 13, the father, and after 13, the man or boy himself. El davka avivo rabo al karcha mishum de mitzvaso alav. It must be, again, the father slash adon, as the case may be, he has the primary chiyuv, primarily his mitzvah. And therefore, he doesn't do it. He's negligent. He can't bris milah. He can't eat karma pesach. Avol beno numad mikra devi yimol. Kasher tziva im ken gozra torah de banav makvin. Vavur beferish rambam derak banav kitane vahinud mea pasuk vayimol lo numad el beno katan. So you put it all together. He's not, again, the Menachas Chinuch is not necessarily taking position on the Rambam versus Tosus, but within Tosus, and within the Rambam, in the context of the Rambam, is Karban Pesach, says the Menachas Chinuch, everything is copacetic. Everything makes perfect sense. Everything fits in its neat box. Except, now he asks the question, next paragraph. Ach! Fize kosher de mikro zeva yimol Avram. Lo mucha chal de milas shmini muta lo aviv dechsev ben shmon az yomim ava milo shalai bezmana pekatnus lo mucha me haikro im kein et kosev de milas ben ava katani im nirad if you look katanam la agaz mana makvim frak de min chas kinoch you're assuming until now we were assuming only two zmanim katan 13 but that's not true there's three zmanim there's kova yom 8 days. Then there's from 8 days until 12 years and 364 days. And then there's 13 and on. The pasuk which gives the ikr, which, again, the Menachem is asking Kasha on himself. He just got through saying with Lomdus, that it's the one who has the ikr chiyuv, that's when he's ma'akev the Karban Pesach. And by the adult, he's no longer the ikr bar chiyuva, because it's the boy. So from 8 days until 12 years and 365 days, who said that he's the ikr chiyuv?
Why?
Because the pasuk that's quoted about the father's chiyuv is talking about a boy who's 8 days old.
That's the first time you start.
Oh, that, which is what Tosfos said, which is what Tosfos said in Kiddushin. But he's asking that as an open question. He's saying, what makor do we have that the father is the ikr chiyuv after 13? It says the pasuk by Yimol Avram, which is the pasuk Gemara quotes, Yitzhak is Shimon Hayom, 8 days old. So he says, how do we know that Skippy is the last line of the paragraph? He's assuming, based on his diuk in the Rambam, that the father would not be able to eat the Karban Pesach until that kid hits 13. Right? That Baruch Shapatrani that year would be major.
Why?
First Karban Pesach in 13 years. So the question
is,
so he said, but wait,
8 days from 8 days.
And that's the, well, before you get that, and that's number one. And his understanding of that fact, that it must be because it's in that period that the father was the Iker Chiyuv. Now, taking a step back, he says, well, where do we know that from? We know why he's the Iker Chiyuv at 8 days. We know why he's no longer the Iker Chiyuv for sure at 13. But what evidence do we have either way in between 8 days and 13?
Is he postulating that you wouldn't be Chayav Kares?
He doesn't say anything about it. I don't want to read it. I don't want to read more into it. He doesn't say that. He just has made.
No. Is he postulating that you, if you had a reason not to be mal the baby on the 8th day, that, and it was an RO after that, that maybe you would be allowed to
even
Pesach?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's getting into that. That's a very fascinating question, which we haven't gotten into Bechlal, which is what if the person's past 8 days, but for health reasons, you haven't been able to do the bris milah. So would you, and then pump is Pesach.
What would happen if it would be like a chazak, or you know?
That's a sugya, if I remember correctly, and Chulin, I think.
Yeah,
these are all good questions. All good questions. He hasn't discussed any of them. These are all good questions.
It sounds like the Karban Pesach, it's a link to, like, it has to be chiyuv first, and you have to be violating it, no?
Not just achiyuv, you have to be the ikr chiyuv, he says.
Right, so in fact, if there's an onus or a situation,
okay, yeah,
that's, in the first
yeah, he hasn't gotten that yet. He hasn't gotten that yet. So he says in the next paragraph, Ach davar zeh mutal al ava filu lachar zman, but new. We got to learn a little Gemara more. You know, you can't just ask kashas. You got to learn. He says, "This is a Gemara. Muchach b'shas yivam esayin aleph mevur shem demilz bana makman achilas pesach." So fascinating. You know what he says, Menachas Chinuch? He works backwards. You know, as we often do in life and in learning. Once he assumes the cause and effect relationship, so anywhere he sees the effect, he can assume the cause. He assumes that the only possible reason why a person could not eat the Karban Pesach is because somebody, either himself or somebody else, who he has the primary responsibility to circumcise, is an RL. That's the only reason. So if you find me anywhere where I can't eat the Karban Pesach because you, whoever the you is, isn't circumcised, according to Chachamim, there is only one possible conclusion. I was chayav to circumcise you. Because that's the only possible reason for the Mechasunach, or your lack of circumcision would prevent me. So the Gemara in Yevamos, it's in Ha'orel, that's the parak, the famous parak. It's not talking about 8 days in Bris Milah. But it's talking about that if you're an Orel, the Karban Pesach prevents. And there the Gemara is beferish, that it, that idea of the child's circumcision, or lack thereof, preventing, for staring the father's Bris Milah, Karban Pesach, that applies until the kid's 13. So says the Michel Sunuch, I don't have to guess anymore.
Yeah.
It's as if God told me himself, is that obvious? It could only be one explanation. If the kid, if you can't eat the Karban Pesach until the kid's 13, and so, if he has not a Bris Milah, it must be, because until then I have a chiyuv to do it.
The Gemara always asks
another one, how do you know that? The Gemara doesn't always ask that. The Gemara often asks that. And when the Gemara doesn't ask that, it must be that it's Pashut. It must be that it's Pashut. It must be that it's Pashut. Which is exactly what you guys are all anyway more or less saying. You're all Mechav into Chazal. Mechav Sinuch decided to dramatize it and make it into Havamita Kamashu one. But every one of you guys was assuming this during, you didn't understand what the Mechav Kasha was. Once we say it in 8 days is a bris, who's, until you fulfill it, it's on. The only chiddush is that maybe it turns off at 13. But it's on automatic pilot until you tell me that it's off. You didn't do it. Unless you tell me Lavzman, you know what I mean? If I didn't shake Lulav, I still gotta shake Lulav. You know, unless you tell me it's too late, because now it's already Cholamoid. I missed my mitzvah on time off. But unless something would happen, I'm still on. I didn't do it at 9 o'clock at night, okay? But it's 12 o'clock, so I can't do it. Yeah, you need a new puzzle to tell me I have something to do. But no, it's on until you do it, or until it's too late. And it's never too late for Bris Milah. That's definitely one of the truths of it. So, this next whole paragraph, we're going to skip now, because it's somewhat interesting and frankly somewhat hideous, and it's not relevant to the major issue. Just agav, if you're interested, that sugi, the Gemara wants to know what would be the mitzias whereby a child would prevent. In other words, does he have to have been already 8 days at the time of Karban? Because if he's only 7 days, then he's not an oral. When was the 8 days? 8 days at the time of bringing the Karban Pesach, 8 days at the time of eating the Karban Pesach, which is, you know, does it happen on two different days, right? You were makriv. Right, you ate the Karban Pesach on Leil Tzav. When were they makriv it? Before that, on Erev Pesach. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. What exactly is the case? But that's not our issue for now. But only Yevamos is our issue. For our issue is the major point, which is okay. Now we've got it resolved. Until 13, the father is for sure chayav. We know that, and it's the chiyuv, which is what prevents the Karban Pesach. And the Rambam could be anyone else with the debate, but the Rambam clearly holds that after 13, the father is not chayav. Fine. Look at the, in fact, summing up, you know, after he got himself all in the trees, the Michel Sinek himself takes a step back and says, let's look at the forest. Where are we holding? Take a look at the end of the next paragraph. I'll call upon him. Remember, I'll call upon him? If you're in the new versions, it's the next paragraph of the big owl. Didi, you have the I'll call upon him?
Yes.
The old version? I'll call upon him, Mavur. The Ladasa Rambam Toli Iku Vasiyat HaPetzach Vachiloso B'mi Shimu Talzav HaMitzel Lomol. Again, I want to reiterate. This is called editorializing. The Rambam never said what he just said he said. The Rambam didn't say it. He may be right that the Rambam means it, but the Rambam didn't say it. He's learning, Pshat and Rambam, that that's what it means. If your chayiv, not fulfilling your chayiv, creates an ikov. The kosov, davka milas bon of hakatanim. And once you assume, again, that hypothesis of the minchas chinuch, and the Rambam does clearly say it's limited to katanim, 1 + 1 = 2, b'chlal we see again, it's not as the hedja as he says. The facts of the hedja, the interpretation of the facts are very, very persuasive. I'm not suggesting that the Minchas Chinuch is a stretch. It's very persuasive what he's saying. But it's not actually said by the Rambam, it's said by him.
What was the part, what was the Rambam that we have in the parish for Shnayas? That wasn't
the Rambam was a diuk. The Rambam was the following. The Rambam was talking about mitzvahs mila,
right.
And the Gemara had said that when the kid is 13, the kid is chayiv. So again, we knew the father's chayiv day 8, boy's chayiv day 13. But it doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara what happened to the father's chayiv. The Rambam, when he was quoting that halacha, just the Masech Levitumo, Agav, throwaway, says, the boy, the father's chayiv at 8 days, and then at 13, he's no longer chayiv, and the boy's chayiv, he's no longer chayiv, which you could easily miss if you weren't thinking clearly, which in the footnotes they dug up. Okay? And where do we know all this from? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Yotulon Udinze, Hashas, the Gemara, which says the Machiach, the Vayimol Avraham, that what's the source of the father's tear? Vayimol Avraham. We shall Mukach, Davka Ketarim, Benechas, Mavurla Mila. Because after all, Yitzchak was only 8 days old. And again, it's a very fascinating thing. I'm not aware of any other makor, and I'm in good company because neither was a Minchas Chinuch. If you want to know where the father's chiyuv from, 8 days, v'yimol avram. If you would have asked me, I guess I would have said misvara, which I said before, it keeps on going. It's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch does not assume it's so obvious. He does not assume it's so obvious. You know, so you have to shake Lulav on the first, you know, there's a time period for lots of mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs have time periods. Right? We know there's a few mitzvahs to medios, but most mitzvahs have time periods. So, nevertheless, so I would have still assumed, he didn't do the bris milah. It's still achiyuv, so why would not assume it's yerchiyuv, the father's? But the Minchas Chinuch is interesting. He's not willing to accept that. I mean, he's maybe implicitly assuming it, but it wasn't enough for him. He needed another piece of evidence. And his piece of evidence is admittedly only, a retrospective chiyuv, so to speak, not a prospective chiyuv. Namely, it's not because it's a mocker that says it. The mocker says, as we just referred to, and he quotes it now again, the fact that until 13, meaning even from 8 to 13 in middle time period, it's ma'aki of the Karban Pesach. And again, in his assumption until now, it can only be, and I stress only because in his opinion it's only one explanation, it can only be because of the chiyuv. So you put two and two together, so you see from the Gemara Yevamah, you see from the Karban Pesach, the talk of the father is for sure chayiv until 13. After 13 is a debate, but for sure until 13, yes.
I mean, 8 days, Bris Mila is kind of unique in that there's a, even though the mitzvah continues forever after 8 days, but there's a very special uniqueness about the 8 day in terms of being Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So being that focus on the fact that
thank you.
It's a much stronger mitzvah on the 8 day.
And a Hanami. And therefore what?
And so therefore maybe that gives rise to the possibility that that at least.
I mean, that's why he had a Havamina that there would be a difference. Okay. But again, he's willing to dispense of any Havamina than he would, sign on the dotted line that for sure the father's chayiv, not because any mucker says it, but because the Gemara says that he probably can't bring it from Pesach. And for him, there is no other possible explanation. The chayiv of it is the only thing that could give rise to ma'agim. Why else should he not be able to bring it? You got to prevent that guy from bringing it from Pesach. It could only be one thing. Because he was negligent. He didn't do the chayiv, what he's supposed to do for people who are under his auspices. Al gadolim lo matzah shum limud, but we never have a makor that the children when they're over bar mitzvah are ma'akev the karban pesach al kain, and therefore that's why pasach the Rambam paskins gadolim ain ma'akvin, that it's not true. Kainam utalan av. Again, the ainam utalan av, I want to reiterate, that's the Minchas Chinuch editorializing. There's an invisible, in Microsoft Word, you can in the editing mode. Right, you can have words like in different colors, or you added it at later stages. So, Mamish, in this one sentence, there's Rambam, and then there's Minchas Chinuch in blue and in red. But he doesn't tell you that. He's just, it's a run-on sentence. There was a girsa that he quoted in the previous paragraph, which we had skipped. Find that that's the source of the Rambam. Al kein miyata ha-Torah eved isha v'katan. And that mechilta is talking about the following. Let's say you have a woman who has her own servants. Let's say you have a katan who has his own servants, Yarshan servants or something like that. And they are not circumcised. They're not mild. Can he eat the Karban Pesach? Can she eat the Karban Pesach? So the mechilta, the version that the Rambam has, that mechilta says yes. So that is another piece of evidence, says the Minchas Chinuch, which leads indisputably, in his opinion, to only one conclusion. What's the conclusion? That only people who are chayiv and bris milah would a non-bris milah prevent. But a isha is not chayiv and bris milah. A katan is not chayiv and bris milah. And therefore, that explains the mechilta why neither of them are also chayiv in circumcising their avadim. And that's why if their avadim weren't circumcised, even they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be circumcised. But they are not personally chayiv, and therefore, because they're not personally chayiv, the lack of milah does not prevent them. So again, we're at the same place, but here the Minchas Chinuch is reiterating a raya which we had skipped before to get that same conclusion. Again, all working based, again, as this, you know, this is the trick. It's, I mean, I have to, I assume this is true in business or in law, medicine for sure, when you diagnose, right? If you come to a problem or a situation with a certain invisible assumption, you will see facts confirming that assumption. Someone who came to the same facts with a different assumption will look at the exact same information and very often reach a different diagnosis, a different conclusion, etc. So I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but if I do, I plead guilty. I'm just reiterating that, again, it's just important methodologically to appreciate. That's why you got to think when you learn. It's important to appreciate that even though Minchas Chinuch is making it as clear as day, and I'm not suggesting that it's shver, it's persuasive, but it's not as clear as he makes it seem. He started with an assumption that the only possible reason, which is never written anywhere, it's his assumption, and it's a good thing, but a logical mind is sometimes all you need. But the mice and everyone's logic is a little bit different. Minchas Chinuch started with an assumption that the only possible reason why someone might not be allowed to eat a Karban Pesach is if they were chayiv to, and they created bris milah. And if they weren't, then they would never have been disqualified. He came to the table with that assumption. Once he did, he interpreted all the evidence in light of that. The Rambam says you can't have a bris milah if the child is not gemalt. Oh, you see the father is obligated. The father can't have a bris milah once the boy is already 13. Oh, because the father is no longer obligated. I couldn't be for another reason like you both suggested. It could have been. You're right, it could have been. But the Minchas Chinuch won't entertain it. Because to him it's obvious that it had to be that way. And now you'll tell me the Mechilta says that the Eved of the Katan of the Isha, their bris milah is not, their Karban Pesach is not problematic because of their Eved's non-bris milah. Okay, that's Mechilta. But who knows what other theories I could have used to explain that. But for Minchas Chinuch, there are no other theories. So we need one. It explains everything.
The only logical one is that they're never kind of bris. The
chiyuv
is not to have the
avodah
that are mal. The
chiyuv
is to be mal kinyan
kesef.
You know the
100%. I agree with you. You could have said that, but he didn't.
No, that's it, but he's,
I don't think that's what he means.
I thought his whole point is that proves that only people who are chayiv would be malakim with the
carb.
That the
carb kesef is only. Why would you assume that the only reason why an eved of an isha,
right,
who's not gemalt, that it does not prevent her from eating carb pesach?
Because she's not chayiv to mal. I mean, would it be the first reason? I don't think the
Minchas Chinuch
is sort of
correct.
Well,
that
seems to be their.
I didn't say it's, again, I reiterate, it's very compelling.
Yeah.
But I don't. But it, the Mechilta didn't say the explanation, and Rambam didn't give the explanation. The Minchas Chinuch is giving the explanation. So I'm not saying you couldn't catch out another explanation, but we already had two people who tried, and they weren't so bad. They were both decent explanations. They're not as simple as his, which is why I agree. All things equal, you make a compelling case. I'm just adding, as I said, the point that, you know, Lahavdil, like in so many other areas, when you're reading something, right, somebody assumes facts which are frankly not an evidence. They're the best explanation, maybe, but they're not actual facts. That's all I'm pointing out. Okay. So now, in light of all that, let's turn to the one paragraph here about Eved, and that will be our transition, so we'll be ready to spend the next second part of the shiur on Isha. The Rambam says, now this is in bracketed Os Hay in the new versions, and Dibur Maskel Vihine. Rambam Kan Kosev, this is Asay Allah, Lamula Ben Val Rav Lamula Zeved. The Rambam seems to equate those two. Nira, the Kamo Shemutal Al Ha'av, yes, Rami Allah Bezdin Lamula Zbino. Even when the Bezdin are Chayiv, everyone would admit that the father is the primary Chayiv. So too, kamo kain, the eved mitzvah yisera al adon. In theory, anyone has to make sure a slave, an eved kanani, is chayv and bris milah, period. So the bezin has to worry about that. Any, you know, I hate to use the phrase Good Samaritan. You know, that's an English word. That's the only thing to do. Anyway, but what's it called? But the Lamaisa, the Ikra Chiyuv obviously must be on the Adon. Haraya, it's the Adon whose Karban Pesach would be messed up. I in the Kesef Mishnah, Lo Hira Mekomo Ayo. Where it makes a lot of sense. Apparently, you see, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't know, no source. There is no Gemara that says that. So how did the Rambam know it? Ubashas, the Don, Kedushin, Dav Choftes, Hitchach Yafusal. After all, the Minchas Chanuch compounds the point. When it came to a father and a son, an even closer relationship, the Gemara just assumed it. The Gemara felt the need to quote a Pasuk. V'yimol, Aval al-Harav l'Evan minolon. But there's no mocker that tells that the Av, that the Oren is Chayiv. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it.
What does the Gemara say is the source for the Gemara doesn't say the source for the Rav to the...
That's what the Mishnah Chanuch is claiming, right.
But it wouldn't be the same thing. The Gemara quotes a...
Could one have? I don't know. I'm not a Tana.
But the Gemara never says Minolon when it comes to the other.
That's the Mishnah Chanuch's point.
Even though the
Pasuk
says, you know,
that's the middle of the way. The Rambam, with that and Odom,
what's the Pasuk?
I mean, but the Rambam, but no, is that it happened? That what's the Farish is a narrative.
Right.
Oh. That should be a halachic statement. Ladoros is not the Farish. So maybe Falginan Pasuk. Again, I plead guilty. So I'm not holding him in the Daf Yomi. I didn't. Had a very little time, unfortunately, today to prepare. I didn't look it up, but it could be the Minchas Chanuch is wrong. But the Minchas Chanuch is clearly assuming, and I, so far, have been doing something I don't usually do. I trusted. I usually try to verify. Trust but verify. That was Reagan's famous words. But Lamaisa, I didn't verify. So, but for now, unless someone tells me I'm wrong or he's wrong, we're assuming the Minchas Chanuch that Itaka doesn't say that in the Gemara. So how did the Rambam know that? V'nira gam kan. So how did the Minchas Chinuch know that? How did the Rambam know that? The Rav Yolif mi the Chazinon the Hatorah Gozra l'Odon Shema Akvo mi la'asos haPesach. Again, the fact that we do have Mar Mekomos in the Gemara Yevamos, there are Mar Mekomos that tell us that the Eved is Ma'akev his Odon's Karban Pesach if he's not Gemalt. So it must be, again, it's that logic is not just likely, Yosef, but so obviously compelling to the Minchas Chinuch that he says that must have been the mocker of the Rambam. The Rambam could deduce from that Al Karcha must be the Muta Lav Lamu. Kipi Svaroso, I'm a very supposed to go down. Now again, he says it's the Rambam Svaro. Again, I love it. That is the Rambam. I mean, it might be the Rambam Svaro, but it's his version. His right. Again, if you didn't know it, you would have thought the Rambam wrote that somewhere. Exactly. Isn't that fascinating? After all, every Jew's got to take care of it, and yet it's not true. It's only the Adon. It's only the Av. The Sover came and the Torah Stam Eved Mashma the Feel Eved God Ol Me'akiv Pesach. And after all, the Rambam went further. The Rambam didn't just say it's true about Eved Avadim Ketanim. The Rambam even said it's about Avadim Gedolim. Even the Rambam said it's only Bonav Ketanim. How did the Rambam know this? So says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be because the Pasuk never specifies. So in case you want to declare the Chakira, is the Odon Chayiv on the Odon, is the Odon Chayiv on his Eved, only when the Eved is a Katan, even when the Eved is a Gadol. So you see from the Rambam, the fact that he holds it's Makiv the Pesach, we assume means that the Chayiv exists all around.
So the Eved would never be Chayiv, no, it's a Mrs. Kiyisha. I mean, you could never have a... It's Eved Kana you're talking about.
So we saw that by Puruvu, right? That was Puruvu, right? We didn't see the other. When we cleared the Shiloh, Lo La Meisha. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Halachli Bevit is a woman?
Right.
Or that just that those mitzvahs which are based on Mrs. Mangrama
right.
don't apply to him? Which seemed to be the latter. So Hagufa, so we don't assume he's a woman. And that actually really will be relevant to the next oath we're going to see, which is why are women Pturos. Because if you assume, which is the Gemara does, it's a special Zer Sakoso, but it wasn't because it's the Mangrama, presumably, so then you wouldn't have necessarily assumed that for Nevet. Because he's not always like her. He's only like her by Mrs. Mangrama. Okay. Now, he just points out in the next paragraph, Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in his Gersa, that Sias HaPesach v'achilaso tali b'mi mutalav mula. Again, as he's repeated now. Again. Avalef, because he's so, obviously he's proud of it. Avalefi ha-Gersa, but Mechilta, he just points out that there are other Gersaos in the Mechilta. In the Kesef Mishnah quotes other versions of the Mechilta, which hold that if a Katan or an Isha had an Eved who wasn't Gamalt, it would be Ma'akim to have a Bris. To have a Korban Pesach.
Which shows that they would be
But they're not Mechuyim. So then what must it show? That what he's been repeated for 10 times is not true according to the Mechilta. No, they're not. They're obligated to Pesach. They can't eat it. They're not allowed. We don't let them. According to this medrash, according to the Mechilta, if a woman or a katan, if they have an eved who has not had a bris, they, the woman and the child, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. The Rambam had a different version of the Mechilta.
Will they also be a chayav of kareis?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and for not eating Korban Pesach.
Also, their eved will be chayav kareis.
I guess so. Yeah. For not having a bris. No, I don't know if that's a bunch of an eved or not. I don't know if that's true. Okay. So you see from that eved, you see from that thing, the after aim would tell us, Milasa Mutaz al Ishava Kotten Mikomakam Akiv. He doesn't say that they're chayim, because they're not chayim. It's a woman and it's a cotton. A cotton can't be chayim in anything. But yet, you see that they're still ma'akev. You see that it must be that it's not from that. And once you assume that, skip down again, the Mishnah and the Melech and the Marsha are not important for us. Al Karcha, third line from the bottom of the paragraph, Gzer Sakasa Hu Gabi Pesach, the Zachara of Avodah Ma'akvin, Afsh Ein Milasa Mutaslav. Now, after he talked away in one line at the end of, you know, five paragraphs of discussion, he throws out a second possibility. Obviously, I knew ahead of time, but the point is, it was true, you're right, it was very logical what he was saying until then, but it wasn't the only explanation. He himself admits now that there's another explanation. Could it be Xerza Kosov? Not a Svara, but a Xerza Kosov.
There's no connection between
them. Exactly, and the whole connection, which he's assuming one of them goes to, was not true.
It's just more the nature of having somebody in your Korban Pesach group, or being part of a group, or now being Aral, as opposed to the Pio.
Exactly. He said, why should that be? He doesn't tell you why. There's a Kosov. We're not philosophers. Yeah. We don't need to know why. There's a Kosov. That's good enough for me.
Interesting to know why.
Okay. Why God created the world? What about the family of people? You know, I mean, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. My point is just, I mean, seriously, those are philosophical questions. Halachically, said Menachem, we'd have an answer. Klerus HaKosov. That's a whole other model. And if that would be the case, in Cain, Eini Yodea, Mehechan, Yafin, and Din Zed, Arav, Metuva, Lamu, Avdov, after Dein, Metuva, Yotim, Mikol Yisrael. Again, he had asked the Kasha, where do we know the Adon is Chayiv? So he's working backwards, it's because they can't eat the Korban Pesach. But now that you've broken the link, how do you get backwards? And he leaves that with Tzarachiyot.
So basically, we have.
No, again, the Rambam, an MS, it's not a Shaila on the Rambam, because the Rambam who said that the Adon is Chayiv also has a different version of the Mechilta. But Lu Yitzuyr, like the version of the Mechilta in the Kesef Mishnah, then he has no answer. Now, you could say they disagree, but he doesn't say that. He just doesn't know what it's
the Rambam for sure holds.
Yeah, the Rambam, we know what the Rambam says. And it's not a Shaila on the Rambam, because the Rambam apparently had a different Gershon than the Mechilta. Okay, Adkan, we have 15, 20 minutes or so left. Let's do the next point, which is very, very fascinating. The Minchas Chinuch gives us part of the discussion, and with your permission, I'll give you three or four other Shitas in Rishonim, just to come full circle on the discussion. What is the discussion? The famous discussion of Tosfos in Kiddushin. Bavur B'Shas, Os Gimel, bracketed Vav. Bottom of the page in your new Minchas Chinuch. Bavur B'Shas, Kiddushin Chavtes, Shachrar Yudeya. The Oso, the word Oso, Gimel Oso, right? That Avram Gamalt, him being Yitzchak, Oso below Oso. Right? Him and not her. Meaning that Avram was chayiv, excuse me, also Avram, and not the mother. Harambam lo hevizeh kan b'therish, achmam eil alishma, shekosav achiyev alav, v'alaben, v'alaben zin v'alatzma mechal de achiyev alisha. The Rambam doesn't say the woman of Peturos, but he explicitly talks that everyone else was chayiv, but the mother, and we know from the Gemara, that she's punted from this drasha. The Rambam didn't quote the drasha. Okay, for whatever reason, quote the drasha. But presumably, he doesn't disagree with it. It's a beferish gemara. Fine.
But he says, there's a little note here. He says, hey, she's no worse than anybody else.
That's a machlokes achronim. I think he's going to get to it. Yeah, he's going to get to it. He says, those tests. And we had a whole shiur on this two, three years ago on the Shabbos shiur. You know, what's the chiyuv of the mother? Could it be included in the benedict chiyuv or not? So the Makne, who is also the author, I think, of the Parav Yafos and Chumash, in certainly the Parav Yafos, maybe in the Makne, maybe he says in both places, make this point. That's his chiddush, that she, Betoras Atzma, she's Potter. But Betoras Bezdin, what do you mean she's not on a Bezdin? Isha Pasulotot? No! He understands that Bezdin does not mean formally Bezdin. It means Bezdin as a miyatseg of the tzibur, the representative of the tzibur. But it's really, who's really chayiv? It's the, right, the power from the people. It's democratic. It's the tzibur that's chayiv, and she's a member of the tzibur. But we'll get to that when we get to those tests. But the woman, the mother, the Mrs. Goldstein, Betoras mami of little Rach Hanolad. Betoras mami, she's not chayiv. Maybe Betoras Sibur, she's chayiv. She's not Betoras mami, she's not chayiv. Hine atosis, next page, next paragraph. Hikshu, lomo lioso. What do I need the pasuk to teach it for me? Typically, the havilom is a sejazman grama. The whole Mishnah, where all this Gemara comes from, was the Mishnah that says that women are paturos from Mrs. Mangrama. Where do we know that from? That's the whole long, convoluted drasha in the Gemara. But now, from this, that, and the other, until in Talmud Torah, whatever. Bottom line is, exerts the cause of a drasha. Women are paturos, unless we know otherwise, but all things equal, women are paturos from Mrs. Mangrama. Okay. So why do I need a new drasha? I already have that. The money's in the bank. I need to take out more to tell me that a woman is potter. I should know it already. Push it. This is my grandma. After ain't half sake, came the Lila Zan Mila. And what he's bavorning there is that the Tosis actually gives two answers to the question. Tosis really asked the question in two parts, and he gives two answers. So he just bavorned one half, and he left us with the second half. So there's two reasons why you might have thought that the Mila is a candidate from his grandma. Number one is the eighth day, not before. Oh! Just like Sukkah's on Tesvav Tishrei, not before. Okay, good. Plus, he asks, we also have halacha, like Gemara learns, that bris milah has to be during the day, not the night. Even though the eighth day should begin at the night of the eighth day. No, it's got to be the day of the day of the eighth day, not just the night, not the night. So the kasha which he asked on the eighth day, that we quoted last time, I think. Tosas themselves give the answer. The bookends. My emotional, the bookends, right? Alan's heard it from me before. He remembers it. According to Tosas, it's not enough that you can't do mitzvah before sometime. It also has to be that you can't do it after another time. It's got to be bracketed. It has the bookends on both sides. And therefore, even though you can't do mitzvah until the eighth day, but since once the eighth day comes, you have to do it forever. It's an autopilot until you do it. So even though it's limited in time on the front end, there's no limit on the back end. After that, it's not considered this is my grandma. So Minchas Chinuch already knows that. Because Tosas already said that. But now he points out the second half of Tosas, which is okay, but what about the day versus the night?
Why do you need the computers?
Because I'm still.
You're only eliminating the fact that it's
not. No! You've only limited it for one reason. So you'll say, else the eighth day in Echonomic, that's not going to make it this is my grandma. But the very fact that you can't do it at night should make it this is my grandma. That alone should be enough. You know, in life, rarely you get a chance. But here he's taking two bites of the apple.
So you still have even when you do it day or night, you still have a certain time frame. It's still
Kriya Shema, Didi. Kriya Shema. Women are obligated or not?
No.
Why? Every day you have to say to Kriya Shema. When?
But every day, we had it today.
No, that's in general. But how do you know? Kriya Shema is one of the examples.
But every day is its own mitzvah.
Fine, but Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema during the day cannot be done at night. You think that's a bad marshal? Okay, so then take. Okay. The bottom line is, I'm just giving you an example. Night versus day could be also a reason. Tzitzis, right? Well, Yom Tzitzis Lila, okay. But whatever it means, that's my clothes are shown him. But the Gemara says that Lila Lazman Tzitzis, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. So, in light of that, asks the Tosis, what do you need a Pasuk for? So on that half of the question, Tosfos answered, the Isa Aliba de Rebbe Elazar B'Shimon. Rebbe Elazar B'Shimon holds in Yavamis, Sirli Milish Levizmana, Hubalala Gamkein, Aichama Kedushin, Achidish, which if we were really learning to be Moyolim or Hechas Mila as a posek, and not just for the Mechasinach fun of it, we'd have to know this or see if it's really true. But wouldn't you know it, Taka, there's a sheet in the Gemara that says the eighth day is the only time you can't do it at night. But once for whatever
reason,
Mila Bismana has to be during the day. But once you either blew it or the child was a little yellow or whatever, once you're vitor, then do it at night.
We don't pass them like that, I don't think.
But that's a total.
All the Mali would be doing it at night.
The Chachamim disagree with that. But Rabbi Rosh Shimon hold that. So says Tosfos, our Gemara, by quoting a pasuk, is going to leave that shita that in some cases you could do it at night. But in Echanami, as he's going to say in a moment, then you wouldn't have needed the pasuk. Or somebody says, I don't know if he says that anyway.
Maybe the Chachamim wouldn't hold that Bidiyamid would be good or not.
They don't hold it. They don't.
It's a little difficult to say that because it's not in the Gemara.
Yes, very difficult. I agree with you. I agree. But we don't hold like this. We hold like the Rabbanon. Noshim b'lav hachi v'turas makos es magrama. So according to Rabbanon, Taka, you didn't need the pasuk of also. Taka, it would have been magrama. Alkaka Rabbanon. L'darshu hai drasha doso. And then there's no reason for them to have that drasha, because they didn't need that drasha. They held. So Lamaisa, he's not editorializing. He's not giving any comments. He just pointing out. That's one answer of Tosfos. Tosfos gives really two answers now. To the combination question of night versus day and eight versus any other day, he has said it needs to be bracketed. That's one answer. And number two, he also said it has to be, it's not always not at night. It's only on the eighth day that it can't be at night. The other days it could have been at night. We'll just call that, for all intents and purposes, answer one, Tosfos. He then points out, but if you look at Tosfos and Megillah, you get a completely different answer. Because Megillah says a different answer, the Gamla Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon needed the drasha of Oso. Aye, but they don't hold this night thing. Fascinating, Tafamina. If it wouldn't have been for the pasuk, maybe I would have obligated the mother. Why? Because it's a Sheish Bokhares. Yosef says, but even so, it's not on the mother or the father, it's not on the parent. Says Mechasinah, Hagam Shein Chiyav Kares Halal Orev Lalav, poor mother. Even though it's true that it's not that she would have had Kares, it's just that it's the boy. Malkom came with the Asay Olim, Shejroch Chiyav Kares. Any Asay that attaches Kares, that's like, you know, a little injection of steroids. It's a more powerful Asay. And therefore, you might have thought that even included the mother. Lo dami lamatzo or simcha or hakel, simchasyon tevrak, all these other mitzvahs, which are classic of the Rizvan Grama, where the poshet. Plus, he says, plus, not only is it a kares, but kares is one litmus test, or one indicator of how important Bris Milah is. Furthermore, we have the agadata, whatever this means, the nichrasa, Allah of Yud Gimel Brisos, right? The Bris Milah has 13 other covenants.
It's Bris 13 times.
Right, that's 13 other covenants between you and the Rebbe Shalom. So such a super duper duper important mitzvah. That was another answer from Tosfos and Megillah. I.e. the Ritva, another famous answer, which, by the way, I don't like the Ritva, really the Ramban, who was Rebbe of the Ritva, the Ramban also says more or less the same thing. What's that answer? Tears the Mitzvah, I say, my Gramahu, Gufo Peturos, Nashim Kamosuk of Lulav. When do we say that the automatic rule of this Gramah applies? When it's a Mitzvah that applies to the woman herself, on her guf. Abakan achiev enu al gufo, which obviously, if he wasn't yeshivish and he was yeshiva flabush, he would have said gufo. To be more grammatically correct, he's referring to the mother here. It's not on gufo, he calls it gufo, right? Ra lo mules bano, which of course should be bana. So since it's not a mitzvah on her, it's a mitzvah that she should make sure someone else does. He doesn't tell you why you would have made that chiluk, but he says that would have been he considers that legitimate. And if it would have just lived with her grandma, you wouldn't have actually said she's chayef. So that would be Tosfos's two answers. Yeah. Now the Ritz.
That is a very good chiluk.
Yeah. So that's okay. Good. So that's two answers from the Rishonim. He has a suffix where the women are mechuyev and they're avadim, but which he already alluded to before. That we're not going to get to. We just have a few minutes left. I just want to tell you, two other answers in Rishonim which are really fascinating. We'll pick up with the next topic from next week by Zion Gadol Mezatzmo. But just to round out today's topic, just to give you two other of the more fascinating answers in Rishonim. One comes from Marach or Zarua, which relates to a topic I did on the Thursday night shiur last week. And then the other one comes from the Tosfos Rid. Two of the less well-known Rishonim give two very less, not as well-known, but very fascinating answers. The Marach or Zarua, that's Reb Chaim or Zarua, the son of the or Zarua. The Marach or Zarua says, and this is for the Thursday night shiur, the many of the Achronim clear, and you see this Chakir is ready in Rishonim, some Rishonim, what is the mitzvah of Rizmila? Is it to do the circumcision, the Maisa Chaticha? Or is it the result of that, that the kid is no longer an RL, is now a Nimol, a Mohol? So on that Chakira, says the Ramach or Zerua, he takes a stand. He holds it's definitely the latter. There's no mitzvah to have a Bris Milah. The mitzvah is to be circumcised, not to do the circumcision. It's the result of that. He has one famous raya, the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells the story of David HaMelech, went into the Beis HaMerchatz, gets undressed, he's thinking he's going to have a great afternoon, a schwitz. All of a sudden, it hits him. All day I've been learning, or with my tefillin on, or with my tzitzis on. Now, I got no mitzvahs. He's totally depressed. Says the Gemara, what? Nistara, what gave him some nuchas and nefesh? He looked down and he remembered his bris. So says the Marach or Zarua, if all that meant is he remembered, I don't know, let's maybe say David was 30 years old, I don't know how old he was. If all that meant was that 29 years ago, in 51 weeks, he had had a bris, so then that wouldn't have made him any more feel better than the fact that he could remember that this morning I put on tefillin, this afternoon I put on tzitzis. Obviously, see from the Gemara that past performance was not enough to make him happy. He wanted to be actively performing something. Well, how could you say he's actively performing the bris? The bris was 30 years ago. Oh, you see, from this of the Marach or Zarua, that the mitzvah, the cube of the mitzvah is to be gemalt. Well, if that's the cube, then he's holding. He's as long as you're gemalt. Apparently, every second is a mitzvah. To be.
According to that, every second that a person has a boy and a girl is a chaser for every second?
No, he didn't say that.
Why would both be?
Because maybe the bris milah is to have children. Okay. Well, that, again, I take it back. That may relate to the shaila we saw last time. According to the Chaschinach, maybe. Because according to the Chaschinach, it was the result of having children. Right? But we saw our Psi Pesach Frank and others.
Once that result is done, once you shook the lulav, it's done.
Oh,
once you have a boy and a girl, it's done.
Very good!
Taken away
because others disagree. Others hold that the kiyum is the shaking of a lulav. I mean, a lulav is an example of another bottle. Lulav, the mitzvah, is to shake. What do you do? Shake. How do you get the mitzvah? Shake. But we have other examples of mitzvahs where the maisa and the kiyum are separated. Obviously, there's a maisa of a circumcision. But the marach or the rule holds, that's not, that, you know, the way I put it, what's, yeah, you and I call, what's the chiching moment? What's the chiching moment? When you say chiching mitzvah?
Right.
So sometimes, it's
after.
Sometimes the maisa is the chiching. But there are other examples where you have a maisa and later a totsah, or a longer totsah. What's an example? Numerous examples. Tefillah, right? The maisa is the words, but the kiyum is belief. And tshuva, same thing. The maisa is vidui, the words, the kiyum is belief. So here, that's the shaila. Everyone admits that there's a maisa called circumcision. So lachos have had to do the maisa. Chaticha, priya, what's the kiyum? Some could say, arguing with this, not the kiyum, is the mice itself. And just to reference that Thursday night shiur from last week, the Beis Halevi, the famous tshuva, holds that the mice is the kiyum, period. That's it. That's the Beis Halevi's Pshat and Rambam. But, as the Beis Halevi said in the tour, which we saw, and here it's Marach or Zarua, they're saying, no, the mice is the mice. But the cha-ching is not the mice, it's the result.
That makes it much harder to reconcile it with being a mitzvah on the father and on the mother, because if the mitzvah is being in a state of nimol, then the mother and the father are never, I mean, They're never in the state of Nima.
Correct. Which may explain why they're never going to be Chayv Kares. Also, it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
But his point is in Echanami. Their Chiyuv is to make sure that the mice is done. And he would have to say that.
Their mitzvah is not have a child that hasn't been
born. He doesn't focus on that. But in Echanami, yes, in Echanami. And therefore, he says, that's why, in his opinion, it doesn't constitute a mitzvah shema grama. Because mitzvah shema grama, he says, is only if the mice is the kiyum. And that is zman grama. But here, the maisa taka is limited in time, only the 8th day, and only during the daytime, not the night time. But the cha-ching, the kiyum, is forever, evermore.
That's not what he said by the woman from Mitzvah shema grama.
Who's he? It's a new answer. It's a Marach or Zeruah.
Different.
Yeah, completely. Anders Shengatsen. Completely different. Says Marach or Zeruah. This is based on his general Chakira, his general Shita, which again is admittedly debatable, but we're not debating that point now.
Is there any other example where an ongoing to a woman that you would normally think is a business decision is not wrong, but is it because it's the chalos? I mean, it's the status of being mild? I mean,
I don't know. But again, if you assume the key was ongoing, so then that's not Zman Gramo. Number two, the last thing, just I want you to know that you ain't heard nothing yet. The biggest chiddush of them all, without a doubt, the winner, is the Tosfos Rid. Because here, even the Marach or Zeruah, as big as he's a chiddush, but his chiddush is connected to the Maisa Mila. We're still holding in the normal parsha of Mila. Kum Tois, the Tosfos Rid. Completely different. Says the Tosfos Rid, you know what the mitzvah al ha'av is? To make sure that the bris happens. But this askus to make sure ain't got nothing to do with day versus night or with the eighth day. Adarabba, in a normal case, from the time, right? When did I call the moel when I had my oldest son? From the labor room. Day one, day zero of his life at night. Can I speak to the rabbi? That night I was putting balloons up for centerpieces, says of street, that was my mitzvah. That's not an extra mitzvah. Which is what you would have thought. That's a la mitzvah. The mitzvah of the father, as opposed to the mitzvah of the son. The mitzvah of the son is to have a bris, obviously. But the mitzvah of the Abba la Ben is to enable that. So that is a radical chiddush. You don't have to ask me any questions on that, because the questions are obvious.
You don't even have to make it. So you don't even have to appoint him as a shliach.
That'll have enough.
Somebody's saying it's not Zman Grama because
what's the shaila? The shaila is not the mother the son. The shaila is, can the mother be the father? Should the mother have the same chiyuv as the father? So you would say, well, if the father's chiyuv is Zman Grama, then it's obvious that the woman is potter. But says the Tosfos Rid, the father is not Zman Grama, because the father is at night, during the day, day one, day two, day three, calling up the uncle, calling up the grandmother, getting the bris, getting the caterer. All of that, on some level, is...
Which happens.
And that is clean as my grandma.
It's not time to
so
time.
Obviously.
There's two phases only. There's being in a state of meal and anything you do to get to that point. And cutting is actually just no different.
No, he might have...
up the bagel.
No, you assume that.
I'm asking.
There's definitely two stages. You made an assumption about the second stages, which he didn't tell us.
Okay, so...
It could be that.
What I'm saying is that there are three, though.
I don't... Not that we know. But if there... Well, we would say, if there are three... The two are in the boy.
Right, yeah.
But the point is that there's definitely a completely separate one. On every shiloh we had yesterday, this is a relevant sugya, obviously, for last week's topic. But every discussion we had last week about the father was assuming that the mitzvah of the father was identical, other than that the father doesn't have any pain, but that the father's mitzvah was identical with the son. The shiloh was the father on the 8th day, even 13, and longest was the barchayuva. But we were always assuming we knew what we were talking about. Of course, as Shrid, we were blathering idiots last week. We don't know what we're talking about. It may have been true what we were saying, but we were talking about things we didn't realize. We were throwing around Chiyuv Av, Chiyuv this. We don't know what we're talking about. So as Shrid, the Chiyuv Av, call the Moel, pay the Moel, that's the Chiyuv Av. Bring the baby to the breast, that's the Chiyuv Av. No, no! You would call it after.
I'm saying Tosfos is calling it what we call it.
Yes!
But then there's tremendous nothingness in the Shabbos and
no, no. No, this is not Polish Pilpul. He's not saying anything else but Prismila.
No, no, no. Now I'm talking about lenient, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos for a bris in terms of what's a hetzer.
Oh! So you know what? You'd have to come out, and that's a very good point. You'd have to say, I don't know if he addresses this, but I would agree with you logically. You'd have to say, when we in the Gemara Paskin, we pass the Shachar, Milo's of Shabbos, not Machshirei Milo. So you'd have to assume that the Tosafot would have to learn that as saying that it's only the baby's chiyuv that's Docha Shabbos, not the father's chiyuv. Or the baby's mitzvah, whatever. The baby, in other words,
it's not even on the Rabbi Zeruah.
No, because he's focusing on the Maaseh Milah. He wasn't talking about Hechsher.
No, but he's saying the mitzvah is being mauled. I mean, it's not the mitzvah is not the
no, Kiyum. But it's being mauled, which is clearly the result of a Maaseh Milah. He's just saying that Maaseh is not the Kiyum, the Chalos is the Kiyum.
Maybe anything that can be done before.
That is what the Gemara says. The Shaila is, and Tali's asking him, Korla Tosfos Rida, why is that so? After all, it's the brave father's mitzvah. But the answer is because the father's mitzvah apparently alone is not strong enough to be Docha Shabbos. It's that kium in the boy that's Docha Shabbos, apparently. I don't know, maybe the Zerid himself gives the answer. Maybe he's got a better answer than what I just said. But logically, that's what I would say to Zerid.
Is this in Shabbos? Where's this Tosfos Rida?
No, Kedushin.
I was thinking Kedushin. You didn't say this Thursday. We didn't say this Thursday.
No.
Okay, good.
We did say it a few years ago on Shabbos.
Okay, that I remember.
All right. Good to know.